the same opportunity to the Church of Scientology this Monday, and we hope they will indeed participate. We're waiting now for the commissioners to return from their lunch break. Do you have about an additional three or four witnesses, Mr. Flynn?
I do, Mayor. I'm going to call a very short witness. We're going to make a statement about one thing. She's not going to go into her background, which is very extensive, and she could say a lot of things about the entire subject matter. She's going to be called for one specific purpose. Her testimony will probably take a minute or 2 minutes, and you can ask her, as always, but whatever you like. And then we're going to seek to corroborate that testimony at a later date, the affidavit that's going to be sent to the commission. We just recently learned about the information, and I'd like, just like to get on the record. It's hearsay, but this is an investigative proceeding, so it could lead to this affidavit from this other individual, which would not be hearsay. So I'm just going to put her on for 2 minutes for that purpose.
Should all the witnesses still be sworn in?
Absolutely.
All right. Will you bring in your witness, Mr. Flynn?
Sharon McKee, please.
Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
I am looking for my questions. Mrs. McKee?
Yes, Karen McKee, I'm from Connecticut.
From Connecticut. Mrs. McKee, I must ask you the same standard questions I've asked every other witness. Number one, are you appearing here today and testifying under oath voluntarily?
Yes, I am.
Have you been paid by anyone for your testimony or the expenses for coming to Clearwater?
No, I haven't.
Do you have a lawsuit against the Church of Scientology?
No, I do not.
Does the Church of Scientology have a lawsuit against you?
No.
Has anyone suggested to you that you should state anything but the truth, or has anyone suggested that you change your testimony for any reason?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Mr. Flynn?
This would be in the end of the summer or the beginning of the fall in 1981. A friend of mine, his name is Gordon Harris, had recently come home from Los Angeles. He'd been on his advanced courses, and out there he'd met a lady named Elaine Siegel, and they just had become friends. Elaine Siegel works for Branch 1 of the Guardian's office, the Investigative Bureau, in Boston. My friend went up to Boston, I think, just to visit. He stopped into the church there and saw her again, and they started chatting. What she said to him is that she would like him to move up to Boston for the purpose of not actually becoming a student, but Elaine would provide documents in a local college to prove that he was, give him a background, a cover story, that he was actually a student in a Boston college. And she wanted Gordon to go out with Michael Flynn's secretary. I don't know that she specifically said to gather data or not, but Gordon is a very personable, handsome young man, and she wanted him to start dating this woman and get to know Michael Flynn's secretary, hopefully to become involved.
That's all at this point, and at that time I was working for the city in the preparation of the report for this commission during the period of time the witnesses testified about. And at a later point in time, we'll try to tie the information together.
You're apparently trying to establish a pattern with this.
That's correct. This is hearsay information. I have had information for some time that the Church of Scientology had the report to this commission sometime in advance of its public presentation.
Thank you very much. Is there anything? I guess that's it.
Mr. Flynn, did the church have any documents or any other thing in its possession at any time since you have first made contact with the city that would show that they have been collecting data or looking into the city's activities with respect to this?
The church, pursuant to a variety of legal proceedings in which we are involved, produced, pursuant to court order, some 8,000 documents, which are directly from the files in my office. The church claims that they were taken from a dumpster, which is on a locked compound, a locked condominium compound with a 24-hour security guard on in my office compound. That matter is now in litigation, and at some point could become a subject of investigation by the appropriate authorities in Pinellas County, because some of the documents pertain to correspondence and communications with members of this commission, the city council, I mean the city manager, the city attorney, and some of the documents pertain directly to my work for the city, and some of the documents pertain directly to contacts that I had with the Mr. Russell's office, the Pinellas County State's Attorney.
So they were confidential?
Absolutely, and they were in possession, 8,000 of them were in possession of the church when the court ordered them to be turned over.